Hey everyone, welcome. We're the Mises guys. We're reviewing not Transformers this time. Sorry, G.I. Joe number 8, and I'm here with Boo with the OxonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Hey.
Yeah, we're still in the Energon universe.
It's all meant there's Transformers in this. Spoiler. So
Yeah, are there? Oh my goodness.
we start off at the pit. And CoverGirl, who is this with CoverGirl? I don't know who this is. The way he's acting, I'm like,
That's
is that,
Risk, isn't it?
is it?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it is. I don't know him really well yet. But yeah, CoverGirl and him, they're, oh yeah, I guess so. They're down there. Looks like they're looking for somebody, and he goes, I can smell her. It's CoverGirl like one gross, two she's not wearing perfume. No, not perfume, leather. Don't worry, CoverGirl.
That's just weird dialogue, no matter how you cut it.
It's not good.
Yeah, Risk has got some skeletons in his closet.
He's not well. He's got
I need.
very, his kinks are very particular.
Yeah, I need more explanation on this, but I don't think I can do this in this
No,
comic.
no. But this nice shot of them like walking from the, it's like from the floor up. You see Baroness hiding in the ceiling, waiting for them to walk by, and she's smirking. Kind of like that. It was real nice.
Yeah, she's pulling like the Spider-Man black costume move on him.
She totally is.
Yeah.
And she says she's wearing that big old Captain America, a white star in the middle of her chest. So, whatever.
You know, those things are all over the base, though. You don't even notice them anymore.
Scars and stripes forever, baby.
Right? That's just, that turns into camo after a while. It's all about the environment you're in.
Yeah, so Risk and CoverGirl split up. She's like, you get down that corridor, I'm gonna keep going around here, we'll loop around and find her. And there's this whole like ninja silent thing where she drops down from the ceiling and comes up, pulls a gun on CoverGirl. I enjoy this. CoverGirl's a character I never really got into because she was very, she was kind of, she was third fiddle to
Scarlet and Lady
Scarlet
J.
and Lady J. I mean, Lady J kind of got first fiddle, so Scarlet kind of got a close second, and CoverGirl was just there.
Well, they used her a little early in like the Sunbow series, but then you didn't really see much of her after that. And then it was all about Scarlet and Lady J.
Yeah, they used her in the what was considered season one of G.I. Joe, where you had this little
Yeah,
mini
the mini
series.
series.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but that was it. Lady J became kind of became a sort of the star with Flint, and Duke even kind of like he was there a lot, but he wasn't there as much as like Flint was.
Yeah.
So because of that, CoverGirl just kind of became a background character after a while. So they have a little fight here, sweeping leg Johnny and all that.
Yeah.
Scarlet, God, Baroness.
See, man.
Baroness lays out CoverGirl and shoots her right in the chest.
You're gonna hurt CoverGirl's and the Baroness's feelings with that one.
I know. I know. I'm more concerned with the Baroness. She stands above CoverGirl after she shoots in the chest, and she the man like the, honestly, the outfit that Baroness has on, it looks like a Dark Avengers kind of set up with the black and the star and all that.
Yeah,
But you're
I
dead,
can see
CoverGirl.
that.
Yeah, and so are you. And that's when Risk shows up and shoots her in the square of the chest, right in the middle of the
Yeah.
star, the camouflage star, man.
Right. Well, they're hitting them with like this fuchsia paintballs, it turns
Yeah.
out there.
So you pick up real quick, they're just having little war games,
You'd think they'd
camouflage.
give them different colors for their teams, but
I would think you would like give them like one green, one pink, whatever, fuchsia.
yeah.
And that's when they call it in, training exercise complete, and Duke comes out and kind of says, "Hey, look, you should have known CoverGirl was just bait." And they kind of go through the whole process.
They're gloating and posturing and
Yeah.
all that stuff. And
And
yeah,
Baroness,
Stalker seems to have a real soft spot for Baroness.
well, yeah. He's like, "That's really cool moves. I like seeing you in the ceiling." Baroness is like, "Look, this waste of time. How do
He's
these games?" He
fanboying
is. He totally is. Well, considering what his kind of his specialty is, he appreciates that.
Yeah.
So yeah, honestly, she's, Baroness is like, this is a waste of her time. How do these games help us? Like, look, we almost didn't make it out of Mars. The Mars, oh God, what is the name of the Mars Industries?
Yeah.
So we really need to keep doing these. And they get like, Cover's like, we've been doing this all morning. Come on, can we do something else? And Duke, and we're going to do it again and again. We need to be ready. Duke is a little obsessive about this, about doing this.
Well, it's training. If you're not out fighting, you'd be training, right? I mean.
I guess so, but like, as alluded to later, Baroness is essentially a prisoner here because she's a war criminal. Like, we don't know a lot of those. But yeah, she's
The
like,
U.S. military would never put those to work.
no, never. Oh boy.
File that with the paper clips.
Yeah. Paperclips are in here somewhere, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. We go back and we end up in, I guess, the Cobra base, as it were, right now. Do you notice all the little tubes off to the side?
Yeah, I was gonna say they look like synthoid tubes or
They do.
something.
They look a lot like synthoid tubes. But I don't know if they're gonna do something else with it, because you have the ball, the Energon core that Megatron, man, Cobra Commander grabbed out of the machine last when he had the fight with Duke. It's sitting over there in kind of the foreground, once again like Chekhov's gun.
Well, and
And
they discuss that in the letters page of this issue.
okay, I didn't read that, so
Yeah, you want me to go ahead and tell you, or
sure, just let's
they
forget about this.
confirm it is a TCOG.
Oh, it is a T-Gog. Okay, for whom though?
Yeah, where'd they get it?
Yeah, it kind of makes you
Because
wonder.
Megatron can still transform.
Starscream can.
Yeah, so who's missing a TCOG?
Who hasn't transformed? All right.
Yeah, I know, right? Mysteries upon mysteries.
Yeah. So, Destro's like, look, you have one of these robots in your possession. And there's a shot of Bruticus tearing up, I guess, Seattle.
Yes, yeah, that's a space needle, isn't
Yeah,
it?
I was gonna say it looks like a space needle on that. So yeah,
Yeah.
tearing apart Seattle. In the Cobra Commander, which is, man, I gotta say once again, this is one of the favorite uniforms I see him in. It's like a very French Revolutionary style, like red lined blue coat kind of thing. Really cool looking.
It's a mix of that and almost like, I don't know, secret agent
A
type
little bit,
stuff.
yeah.
Like, yeah.
I can see that.
He's got a very Bond villain look to him.
Yeah, so he actually does actually.
Yeah.
There's he's talking about that the one he had in his possession was broken and damaged, but now it's a location that I cannot return to, so and Destro's like, because look, Destro, man, I'm not gonna tell you everything about me. You're gonna have to deal with the fact that I'm not gonna tell you all my secrets. Just trust me here.
All I had to do was say, old girlfriend ended badly.
I can't go back there. I left my TV there. Funny story with an old girlfriend. I had an old Sony, like LCD TV.
Yeah.
I let her use it, and I just cut ties, and I lost the old TV. Not that it was going to last very much longer.
Yeah, you wouldn't leave your vintage Megatron
Oh God,
there,
no! I'd actually talk to my ex-wife and get it back. Thank you, by the way, Lisa.
that was nice.
It was really nice. I gave her hers actually. So anyways. Yeah,
So
it's
yeah, he left his Transformers collection to his family. His dad is so mad at him right now.
he, his dad's gonna be like, I'm gonna sell it at a garage sale for a buck a piece.
Man,
I
how many times we heard that story?
need to find one of the stories.
Dude, my mom burned like a box of them. I had like a chrome thigh Metroplex and stuff in there. She's just like, I thought it was trash. I was like, no.
No one cares about chrome thighs, man. It's all about the plastic wheels and the chrome sticker thighs.
Right? Oh man, that still hurts. I saw it because I saw like her where she burned like all her leaves and stuff, and I saw like the die cast parts sticking out. I'm like, what? I
Mom.
was like, that was
Come on,
heartbreaking. That was like 20 years ago. It still hurts.
It still hurts a little inside.
Yeah.
Oh,
They
God.
weren't even complete, or they're ones I was working on. They're like my little project Transformers.
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't ever
Yeah.
have any of those.
Yeah. But it just, that's what it feels like. They're the ones that got away.
Yeah. No, I
I
get
wasn't
that.
able to save them.
Yeah. In another life, they would have been complete. Anyways, yeah, so he's kind of telling Destro, he's almost like posturing to Destro, like, I had all this stuff and I don't want to worry about having things that are just broken pieces. I want a whole model, man. So,
See, he's upgrading his collection. You always, I've got one that's incomplete and broken. I want to trade it in for, mint, boxed, complete, got the instructions, all that good stuff.
with the tech specs still intact on the back of the box, no
Right, yeah, don't
trade-offs.
cut out the robot points.
No. Oh, God, no.
Now, seriously, I was looking at some stuff on eBay and they had a Transformers box and I'd never seen it quite listed like this, but it said uncut. And I was like, what? Like, is that, I mean, it's a Gentile? I mean, I don't know. It's
Thank
a
you.
goyim.
Thank you.
But yeah, I saw that and then I realized what they're talking about, that the tech specs and the robot points were cut out, but it was just so unusual to see, Mint
Sorry.
Springer uncut box. I'm like, wait, what?
You can think of the scene from Robin Hood Men in Tights where Mel Brooks says the as the friar has the tent. He's doing circumcisions. Anyways. Oh, God.
Oy
Oy. We go and see Fender that we recognize as Hound. Clutch and Hound are hanging out, and there's all this conversation. There's this guard hanging out there. He's like,
I
who?
guess Clutch is known to be a little eccentric, so.
Sure. There's this whole thing where Hound's like, you're extremely your heart rate's extremely high. You seem a little off. What's wrong? He's like, I'm fine, dude. Just this is gonna suck, man. But I need you to not transform while you're in this base because there's a lot of people who don't know what you're like, and they might shoot. And if we're gonna work together, you gotta not do your thing. And of course, first thing he does is transforms.
Right.
Yeah. It kind of goes into the I don't know the personality for Hound a bit, where he's like, I don't prefer not to talk to people when I'm in my Jeep mode. I'd rather talk to you face to face, like, we have a conversation. But he's also like, man, I thought we were gonna look around. We're gonna drive and travel. Why are we in your base again? So,
You never take me anywhere, Ricky.
oh God,
He
yeah,
won't let him be in the show.
we currently have one car, so like sometimes when I'm working all day, my wife's like, can I go for a car ride? Yes, you can. Let's go. It sounds so pathetic, but she works from home, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's got to get out,
Yeah,
get some
I'd
air.
go nuts. So you hear a little voice in the background, clutch you back, and there's like a little, like, I don't know, kind of trick, like, what is this clutch? And he sees Hound in Jeep mode. He's like, did Hawk sign off on this? He's like, oh, well, I found it down the lower levels of the pit. I was just kind of restoring it, kind of my own little private project. Besides the missile launcher on the back, it kind of looks like a cool, I don't know, Jeep, like Army Jeep.
I mean, this seems like a scene straight out of like the Bumblebee movie with like Bumblebee and Charlie talking in the garage, and mom walks in, and all of a sudden he's a Volkswagen again.
I've always had this Volkswagen, Mom. I don't know what you're talking about. I found it like
Yeah.
in the junkyard. I've been restoring it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, we're having one of those moments.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just realized the girl from Bumblebee is the same girl from the Hawkeye show.
Yeah. Yeah, what, Haley Steinfeld?
I finished actually finished the Hawkeye show recently at the gym. I was like, oh, it was kind of like she kind of grew on me. That was a fun character.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. And then I actually like the Hawkeye book that came out. That was him is more. Can't think of like the name of the writer. It was kind of silly, but almost like a spy kind of comic. And they did that with this. But yeah, that makes so much more sense now. Why I recognize her. I couldn't place her for some reason. It was her. Okay. Anyways, sorry. Tangent. Everything just kind of fell into place there for me. But
It's all right. She was hanging out with Peacemaker in that Bumblebee movie, so.
oh God, she was. That's so. I low key love me some John Cena in movies. He's funny in like the most natural straight man kind of way. Like he is no humor, but he is no humor, so he's funny. I don't know.
I've never seen him in anything bad.
But, well,
It's because you can't see him.
exactly.
Ba-dum-bum.
Anyways, yeah. Well, this whole moment is really sidetracked by Baroness complaining, "Oh, I may remain trapped."
Yeah, see, he's worried about like hiding Hound from Duke. You need to worry about hiding from Baroness because she's the sneaky one.
Yeah. I wouldn't even put it past her. She's already seen what's going on, and she knows.
Yeah.
But she hasn't found a way to use it to her advantage yet, so she's going to keep
Right.
this.
Once she does, yeah. Clutch is going to get
Yeah, who knows?
it.
Maybe she thinks she's going to steal Hound and get out of there. But yeah, so he's
Yeah.
just trying to, she's trying to talk Duke and letting her have a 48-hour sabbatical. I got to get out of here. I got to see something. I got to, be out of the pit for a little while. It's a prison for me. And Duke's like, you're a war criminal, or there's that brought up here later. I can't remember.
Yeah, he
Anyways.
says you're still a wanted war criminal. And his having her there gives him a lot of paperwork.
That's what it is. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like, I hate paperwork.
Darn.
Yeah,
That's the
but
worst part of, working with war criminals is the paperwork.
it really is.
Never mind, the working with war criminals part.
I'm not going to get into current politics. Okay.
Oh, and have they ever said like what exactly she did to be a war criminal?
I don't think so. I was kind of
Yeah.
wondering that if I missed that somewhere, but she's
I'll have to go back
obviously.
and reread and see if there's anything I missed. But yeah, I've been trying to figure out like what exactly did she do?
I do like. I wish they were green, but I do like the glasses she had. They have her wearing. They're wearing like she's wearing the
Got NBA goggles.
Yeah, I mean, there's a yeah, it's like the gun range yellow.
Yeah.
I do like the green goggles she, or glasses she wears in the season one, essentially, of G.I. Joe. It's one of my favorite Baroness looks.
I know what she did. They got her. She put red crosses on Ratchet. She's the
Yeah.
one putting out the blockies Ratchet with the red cross on it still.
Nice. And then with the gun and everything.
She's in so much trouble. Yeah, he's got a gun and the red crosses
You can't
and a
shoot
blast
anything.
effect on top of that.
That's right. Oh man, so she shows up to her private all black jet with her black suit, and they've got her favorite bottle of wine on ice, the jet's ready and everything like that. And there's this great line at the end, like, "And would your friend be like a glass as well, my friend?" Oh, you.
So what do you think her favorite wine is if they've got it iced?
If she's a Baroness and she goes to Spain, or not Spain, gosh, she goes to France rather, I bet you it's like a Puy Fousse, or it's maybe, honestly, maybe it's a Cote du Rhone white. But well, who knows? It could be a white Bordeaux for all I know. I don't think they've really described her nationality. So,
She's y generic European, not
yeah, exactly. If she's going to Paris to see her parents. Sorry, everyone, spoilers. So if she's Parisian by birth, or she's at least French, something like that, I'm sure. Puy Fousse, but who knows? Anyways, sorry everyone, let me geek out of the wine for a second. So yeah, Duke has ordered CoverGirl to be attached to Baroness's hip, which, I mean, kind of like the blonde and the brunette. It's like they're the unlikely, they're the odd couple.
Yeah.
The one in the army fatigues and the one in the slick like silk suit. So, a little discussion. I don't need a babysitter.
Yeah, I think she's like generic Eastern European, is what I,
Okay.
but I was thinking, what would be like the fanciest iced wine?
I mean, ice vine. Ice vine from you hit Botrytis, the noble rot from the fields in Germany. Yeah, it was probably an ice vine, but that's very sweet, very heavy wine. So
Yeah.
who knows? Hell, it could be a Grüner Veltliner. But you know, that's
I just know this is your bailiwick, so I thought I'd.
yeah. I mean, she could be drinking all kinds of stuff. If she it's on
Yeah.
ice, it's gonna be a white or it's gonna
I figure it's something that's like
be
$20,000 a bottle or something like that,
Maybe
you
it
know.
could be something like this nice Provence rosé for all I know. But we'll see. Who knows? Unless I see a bottle, there's no telling. Man, it could be Thunderbird for all I know.
She's got some MD 2020 in there.
Bling Berry. That's what she's drinking. She's drinking some peaches and cream. Some night train. So they're going in the
She's going
plane.
blind if she drinks that stuff. That's where she's going.
There's for those who don't know, currently I work for a wine and liquor a wine and beer distributor, and they gave us these little cans. They're like 200 milliliter cans of this new MD 2020 product. And like, I'm gonna try one day. So I iced it down, and it was like almost like concentrated Mad Dog. And I fell asleep on the couch, I woke up angry. I kid you not. I kid you not. I was a Mad Dog. Oh, it was brutal. I felt terrible. It's a 200 milliliter, like 16% shot of blue Mad Dog 2020.
We need to do a podcast like that where you drink it before and you do the podcast right when you wake up from your MD 2020 stupor.
I don't even want to be around me when I'm like that.
That's
Holy
some
crap.
Patreon material right there.
The F bombs will be flying. The
Yeah,
just give me some good whiskey, I'll be fine there too. So there's this really nice like tete-a-tete between Baroness and CoverGirl. Baroness is like, "Whoa, what a treat for you riding on a private jet for the first time." And CoverGirl's like, "First time, Baroness, please. I was a model. I enlisted, remember? I cheats all over the world. I've ridden all kinds of private jets. I've even ridden on Air Force One a few times. Let me tell you, that's luxury. Yours is cute though."
they don't let war criminals on there. Oh, wait.
Woo. We're gonna save that for the Patreon. Yeah, I love it though. Yours is cute though. She's like cute.
What? I was talking about Nixon. What do you think I was talking
Yeah, well, I don't know who you're talking about.
about?
But anyways, they land in Paris, France, and CoverGirl is like, "Paris, I love Paris. What do you want to do first?" And of course, Baroness is gone. And they kind of keep showing CoverGirl like some like I don't know, some bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kind of soldier, and she's not.
She's looking very Midwestern.
She is totally looking Midwestern. That's a great way to put it. Baroness shows up at this cafe, and they know we're there. Lady Cezaronova.
Yeah,
I
Cizaranova, I
is it
think. Yeah.
Cezaronova? I don't know. Cezaronva.
Cizaranova, yeah.
Maybe there's a. I'll look see if there's a town or something named after that, or some castle somewhere. Her favorite table's ready for her. The waiter's like, "I'd love to serve you un café noir," so black coffee. And there's there's a bubble behind her, "Faitendu," and "En fait, café américain, so s'il vous plaît." So she's like, "I'll have a café américain. I'm gonna
Yeah, make
sit
it
down."
two. Yeah.
Yeah, make it two, and I'll sit down with you. And CoverGirl's like, "Can you give me a menu? Oh, by the way," and she's like, she's being an American tourist is what she's being right now. She's like, "Nice try. I put an air tag on your wheels before you left the air." I love that so much. It's almost like they're they're just like trying to one up each other constantly, and it's just it's kind of it's endearing.
I said she put it in her heels.
Oh,
The inner.
heels! I thought it said wheels. Oh, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, her heels.
Yeah, and her shoes.
Because she was on a motorcycle, so I read that quickly a little while ago. And then there's this little thought, a speech bubble at the bottom of blood.
Spelled
Yeah,
with a UDD. It's
like major blood.
a major misspelling right
Yeah.
there.
Oh, what was
Ah,
this? What was
but
Speech
awful.
Blood's first name? I can't remember.
Is it Sebastian?
Sebastian Blood. That's right. It is.
Yeah.
So, Destro is smitten with the Baroness. And he's like perfect timing. I'm putting the final touches on a poem I've written for her. I call it An Eye for an Eye. It's almost like he has this very, I wouldn't say it's like he's trying to kill her, but he kind of finds her intriguing, and he's, like we saw that in that issue where he saw her like, oh, I like her. So you see where this is gonna end up going. And we go back to Baroness and CoverGirl having a back and forth.
And they've been doing the slow burn with Major Blood
Oh
too. I
yeah.
mean, we've gotten lots of Cobra Commander and Zartan and, well, not Zartan, but Destro and
Dreadnoughts.
Dreadnoks and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Blood we've gotten the slow burn. I guess with Zartan we've gotten even slower burn.
Yeah, I was like I told you like the last time we did a G.I. Joe issue. I love me some Major Blood. I'm so glad to see him being used. He's one of those early mercenary Cobra characters that just didn't show up as the series went on at all. No, and they kind of missed the Cockney.
Oh yeah.
And Baroness shows a little bit of I don't know, she's a vulnerability here. She says, see that couple over there who's very much in love? Those are my parents. And she just wants to watch her parents have a date. It's kind of nice. And if there's even her parents, we have to assume it is, but the way she is, it couldn't, may not be. And she doesn't want her parents to see her at all. She wants to stay hidden because she has answered a lot of questions. Maybe almost makes me wonder if she ran away or something. Or I don't know. Could be
Oh
a
yeah,
lot.
well, she got in with the bad crowd.
Yeah, or got in with a real bad crowd.
She went to
Thanks.
the wrong clubs.
The Dark Avengers, yes. So they're having this great back and forth, and Baroness once again a little vulnerability. She's like, "Please call me Anastasia." Kind of nice.
They're
Someone trust her.
bonding.
They are. Until this falcon flies into a table and screeches at them like from like
Somebody gives him the bird.
a big old angry bird.
Yeah,
They're suddenly it's like the movie The Birds, all these screeching birds everywhere. And they try to get people into the restaurant, the cafe inside. And Baroness says, "You gotta save my parents. They can't see me, so please take care of them." So, CoverGirl runs off. Gets hit by a bird in the back, like on the back of shoulder with the talon. And we see Boots hit this wall. And it says, "Hello, Baroness. My name is Raptor." It's like if he's got like Wolverine claws on and like the vulture's wings. And he looks ridiculous. I'm sure he's a cool character. Reverend Ruin actually he introduced me to the character. He got the figure, like I guess the classified line recently. It's as just ridiculous as this picture looks.
I
I don't.
mean, he looks like Shattered Glass Blue Falcon.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Blue
He's kind of
Falcon.
got thrust wings going on.
He does. That would be the Blue Falcon.
Yes.
Dino.
Bye, curious.
How you say? I can't remember what I was going to say with that. I love that. I love that part of Birdman so freaking much.
Oh yeah.
Another party. He says Major Blood demands your audience. And that's where it ends. And you've already told us about the you spoiled the whole Cog thing, which I'm glad because I did not read that at all.
Oh yeah, I always browse through there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, I didn't do it myself. There's a really cool cover I'd like to find of this where they have a Baroness sitting at a cafe. And yeah, all the covers are always so good on these. But the cover is nice.
Like is that the mate? Yeah, it's a major blood cover where they've got like the action explosion
Oh, that's
behind him.
cover D,
Yeah.
He's got the eye patch on. He looks a little more, I guess, mercenary-like. He doesn't look
Yeah.
like classic Major Blood. He's got the eye patch on, but it's not like attached like with strings. Yeah, and honestly, there's the cover G and cover H, which is which has Duke fighting with Transformers, and you see Prime in the cover was still with the Megatron arm, and Sharticons, all kinds of stuff going on. So
Yeah, that's just craziness.
I kind of wouldn't mind finding that. Yeah, I want that
Oh
on
yeah,
my
I
poster
like
behind me.
those. Yeah, especially the one that they don't have the branding on there. So yeah, these should all just be posters.
That'd be nice. But yeah, man, that was G.I. Joe number 8, and G.I. Joe consistently has a little, I think, cleaner art than Transformers, but they're both really good in their own way. I'm really liking all these little, there's these little secrets going on with everybody. Like this little offshoot side stories everywhere. Like, we have Clutch with Hound. You have Baroness and what's going on with her, why she's a war criminal. And then you have her trying to get away, and you almost feel kind of sorry for her. You have Destro pining after Baroness.
Yeah.
All the kinds of stuff going on. Of course, we already have the Battle Android Trooper storyline from last issue. So, a lot of cool stuff going on. I can't wait to see where it all goes.
There's a lot of threads that are working their way together.
Yeah, and I love that. It's better than to have a stagnant issue because none of these Transformers or G.I. Joe or Void Rivals have been stagnant in any way, shape, or form. So we have a glut of things to cover and go over.
Oh
So
yeah, I'm not bored in the least with any of this. I like.
there's no way to be bored. It have so much happens so often.
Oh, I know. It's like it's still almost like a breakneck pace, even when it's going slow. It's a distraction. It's not really going slow. There's things happening, so you got to brace yourself for a surprise.
There's a line from one of my I have this Ornithology show that I like watching it sometimes. It's called In Search of Darkness. And there's a the actress. You remember Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, right? The one that gets away at the end. That actress is talking about the movie Maniac, which this is a family podcast, family friendly, so I can't talk about Maniac. But she talks about how the director moves at like a lightning speed, and when he slows down, he's doing it for a reason. And like I feel like these books are doing that. These books, they're moving like this, but when it slows down, they want you to see something.
Right.
And I kind of like that. It's good writing. Whether you're
Well,
like,
and it's like watching like Game of Thrones
oh yeah.
or The Boys or something like that, where if you start to like someone, they're focusing a lot on someone, and you don't get
Yep.
too attached.
Yep.
Something bad's about to happen.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I
It's a
actually
false sense of security they're lulling you into.
I was really excited. Alice just she's been digging through the first compendium of the phone book size compendium of Walking Dead. She's like, this is smooth, so much better. I'm like, yeah, it does. The show
Oh,
got
yeah.
too in the weeds about different things. But I do agree with her, like the governor in the comic's not that great. So it's like,
Yeah.
don't worry, Negan will come soon. Then you'll be happy.
The things from the show that are better, like I guess the parts is like Carol and Daryl are like the
Oh
best
yeah.
part of the show. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where it differed.
And honestly, Lori stays alive too long in either one.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's terrible. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead, we're gonna call it there, man. I gotta go to bed, man. When are you keeping me up this late?
I know I'm a bad influence.
Terrible influence. All right,
I have
guys.
an exam in the morning.
I gotta work in the morning. I gotta be somewhere in like 10 hours.
Ugh.
I know.
How horrible.
Terrible. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for being here this week. Give us a like and follow. Tell me how stupid my facial hair looks. MoreThanMeetsTheEyes@gmail.com. Or tell us how much you like it. Once again, I want to say
Can we
thanks
get
to
your picture and like put it on like a Woolly Willy, you know, with the little magnetic like facial hair? We need to,
I love those things when it's little.
you need to like make merch of that where we can just add magnetic facial hair to Evan's face.
Anyone knows how to do that, let me know. Once again, Harrison Walker, thanks for joining the Patreon. Anyone else, I don't have a lot I can do for you there yet, but it's really this show survives on my funding of it. So
Fumes.
anything
It's running on fumes.
every like me every day.
And the
So
fumes
yeah.
come from burritos. That's the main source of fumes.
I'm trying probiotics. I'm trying. So thanks anyone for helping me with that. And
Need to try
anyways,
antibiotics.
that's what messed me up. Anyways, yeah, we're not gonna get into that. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. So if you want to take us out of here, man,
Bye.
see y'all later.
'More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.